Hallelujah. Mark chapter 1, if you need a Bible, slip up your hand and we'll get an usher to give you one. Anybody in need of the Bible? Amen. Mark chapter 1. Amen. Praise God. What a healing Jesus, right? Amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed. He's Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals and restores and makes all things new. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You know what? I was in my heart, this, I was just meditating on the word for a moment here, and Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13:2, he said, though I have a gift of prophecy and I know all mysteries and I have all knowledge and I have faith to remove mountains, but I have not love, I am nothing. In other words, if I have the gift of prophecy and I know all the mysteries of God, and I have all the knowledge that this world can contain, and I have faith that I can say to anything that's in front of me, get out of my way, and it's gone. But if I don't have love, he says, I am nothing. You know, so Jesus in Mark chapter 1, I'm going to begin to read in verse number 38 for the message this morning. The word of God says in verse 38, and he said unto them, let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also, for therefore came I forth. And he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee, and cast out devils. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. I want to focus your attention this morning to verse number 41, where it says, and Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. You know that word compassion in the Greek comes from the Greek word splanknizomai. Hey, that's a nice name, splanknizomai. And if you're taking notes, splanknizomai is spelled S-P-L-A-N-C-H. N-I-Z-O-M-A-I, splanknizomai is how it's pronounced. And that word means to have sympathy. Webster's defines compassion as sympathetic concern for the suffering of another with inclination to give help or to give support. The title of this morning's message, with the help of the Lord, is Moved with Compassion. Moved with compassion. We're going to look at the care, the communication, and the comfort. The care, the communication, and the comfort. Can we lift our word together and make a declaration here in the house of God? Repeat after me. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. I am listening in Jesus' name. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, that you sent your word here today to accomplish something in each heart and each life of each individual that's gathered here today. So my prayer first, Lord, is to get Carl out of the way, Speak through this vessel today, Father God. May your word go forth with clarity and understanding, Father God. May the hearers be edified. May they be encouraged. May they be comforted by the preaching and teaching of your word. And when all is said and done, you all glory and all honor and all praise will be unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. Amen, amen and amen. You know, and Jesus was moved with compassion, splunknizomai, sympathy. In other words, he had feelings. He wasn't just a robot sent from God moving around. He was moved by his feelings. He was moved by his heart. He was moved by what he saw. And so, first off, we're going to look at it that he cares. Amen? He cares. You may be in a situation or a circumstance in your life where it seems like no one cares. Anybody been there? It seems like no one at all cares. God wants you to know that he cares. He cares about everything that we're faced with and everything that we're going through. Amen? So look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians 12. Verse number 26. We'll go to 25. All right? The Word of God says that there should be no schism or schisma or division in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. Amen? That we should care for one another. We should be moved with compassion. The Bible says that whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. If one member is be honored, all the members rejoice with it. In other words, God's saying to you and I, just as Jesus was moved with compassion upon the leper that came to him, when our brothers and sisters are going through some things in their lives, you and I too should be moved with compassion. We should care. Amen? What was taking place in the church of Philippi when Paul wrote to the church of Philippi in Philippians chapter 2, verse number 20, they were seeking that Timothy would come, but he couldn't come at the time. And then the Apostle Paul said in verse 24, I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are Christ Jesus, or Jesus Christ. He said, for I have no man like-minded who will naturally care. It's not a natural tendency to care for others. I believe we can learn to care for others. I believe it's an act of love that we care when someone suffers, that we suffer with them. But I believe what Paul was saying is he didn't have anybody that naturally cared. But spiritually, you and I should constantly care for one another. Amen? And in other words, if the Lord and the Holy Spirit is constantly speaking to you and I and sharing and showing us things, it's important that we do something with what he shows us. Amen? That's why the writer of James says in James chapter 2, verse 14, he says, what do it profit, my brethren, though a man say he have faith and not works, can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful for the body, what doeth it profit? What did it benefit? In other words, what the Lord was saying is we're caring if we have compassion, if we have sympathetic concern for the suffering of another, that we act upon it, that we just don't talk about it, that we do something about it. Jesus was moved with compassion. And then the Bible says he put forth his hand and touched him. In other words, it wasn't only the movement of the heart. Something had to be communicated. He communicated what he was feeling. In other words, when the leper came begging him and seeking him that he be healed, Jesus was always thronged with people. All people were always pressed in, but he was moved. His heart was moved, and he turned and he did something. He communicated to the one that was in need. Amen. And you know, we often say this, and it's so true that our actions speak louder than our words. In other words, we need to put our hand to the plow. Jesus never said any man putting his mouth to the plow and looking back isn't fit for the kingdom of God. But he said any man putting his hand to the plow, any man or woman seeing where there's moved with compassion and a need, amen, that there's got to be a reaction. In other words, Jesus had sympathy, he had a heart of compassion, that God cares what we're going through. And sometimes we get discouraged because we hear that God cares what we're going through, but it seems like at times that no one else does. Amen. And I guess what I'm saying here and what the Holy Spirit is challenging you and I as his children, that we're vessels for the kingdom of God. We have the Spirit of Christ in you and I, and we are to be those vessels just like Jesus. We're to be moved by love. Amen. What will cover sin, a multitude of sins? Love will cover a multitude of sins. Amen. So all God is saying, no matter where you are, no matter what state you're in, that God loves you and he has a plan in everyone's life. And not everyone can do everything. Amen. But I think it's important for us to do what we can. Amen. Amen. That's all God's asked for you and I, is to give our very best. Amen. You know, I don't know about you, but if we sow half-heartedly, we'll reap half-heartedly. Amen? So whatsoever we sow, we're going to reap if we do it with a whole heart. Amen? So Jesus was moved with compassion, then he communicated. He communicated. If you go to Philemon, verse number 5, Paul was writing to Philemon, in verse 5, he says, hearing of thy love and faith which thou hast towards Jesus Christ and towards all saints, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. For we have great joy and consolation in thy love, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. Amen? In other words, this Philemon's faith was having effect because he was communicating it, because he was acting upon it, James says, faith without works is dead, being alone. Amen. In other words, when we see our brother in need, we're not just to say, hey, I'm going to pray for you. If you can, help meet the need. Amen. You know, Jesus said, I was naked and you clothed me. He said, wait a minute. He said, I was hungry and you gave me meat. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to see me. And they said, well, Lord, when did we do those things to you? And he said, when you've done it unto the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. Amen. So every time we do it unto the Lord and we give out of a good heart and we bless others, we get a blessing back. Amen. You with me? Amen. What are we talking about? Splanchnizomai, sympathy, compassion, sympathetic concern for another, the suffering of another, with inclination. Inclination is the communication. The inclination is the action taken. Amen. You know, we're to be action Jacksons. Amen. Amen. God's called us in the active service. We're not in the reserves. Hallelujah. We're all in active service. Amen. And you know, everybody needs some kindness. Everybody needs some joy. Everybody needs a smile. You know what I look for? I love seeing smiles. Amen. I love smiles. I love smiling faces. I think smiling is so much, it does your heart so good. especially when you're going through a hard time. Amen. You know, sometimes it does me good just to laugh at Satan. He doesn't like it when you're doing the Lord's business, okay? When you're about the Father's business, he's not that happy, all right? He wants to do everything to try to take that smile off your face. You got one in there. Yeah, I would. See, I told you I'd get you a smile. See, and Jesus, it says, and Jesus was moved with compassion. And he turned and put forth his hand and touched him. There was something that took place on the laying on of his hand. There was an impartation. That's why the Bible says, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Amen? Well, the Bible says, call the elders of the church, anointed with oil, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Amen? In other words, when we gather together in the presence of God, it's everyone's faith joined together for the natural with the super, and then we get the supernatural, we get the manifestation of God. Amen? And everybody has a measure of faith. What the adversary tries to do, the adversary tries to keep you from joining your faith with someone else. That's why he wants to get you divided. That's why he wants to keep you separated. Because if you can come into unity, you can say to this mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea, and it will be done. If two agree as touching anything, why do you think the adversary always wants us to be in disagreement? He wants us to be in disagreement because if we're in disagreement, we're out of agreement. And the Bible says, unless two be agreed, how can they walk together? Amen. So if we recognize the adversary and everything he does, you know what he has? He gets you to look at people. Did you see the way they looked at me in church today? I don't think they even noticed I was there. Who's saying those things? So we're gonna bind the enemy right now. Everybody say with me, 1, 2, 3, I'm here. 1, 2, 3. Hallelujah. Now look at everybody, say, I see everybody. Look around, see everybody. Everyone was noticed today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Nobody's left out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Man. Hallelujah. It's coming. Y'all just wait. Amen. Hey, some people getting ready to get healed in this house today. Amen. You know what? That's why we want to come in agreement, right? Amen. How many need something from the Lord today? Let me see your hand. Somebody need something? I need something, man. Amen. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8, he said, so being effectually desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted unto you not the gospel of God only, but our own souls, because you were dear to us. Look to the one next to you and say that you're dear to me. Look to the one behind you and say, you're dear to me. Look to the one in front of you and say, you're dear to me. Hey, come on, wait a minute, I want you to get a hold of something right now. Everyone in the room, every last one in the room is a VIP, a very important person. Every last one in the room matters to God. Every last one in the room matters to God. And if everyone in the room matters to God, everyone in the room should matter to you and I. Everything that you go through should matter to me. Every valley you go through should matter to me. When you're on the mountaintop, I should be rejoicing. When you're in the valley, I should be with you and praying. Not to go in the valley to keep you there, but to comfort you while you're there. And say, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Amen. Amen. We're not going to stay in the valley. We're going to move out of the valley. But at the same time says, the Bible says, if your brothers suffer, you suffer with them. Sorrow may last for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, man, you're a VIP, VIP. I don't care what anybody says, you're a VIP. VIP. Hallelujah. Okay, corny. I apologize for the guests here today. I'm corny. The more you get to know me, you'll know how corny I really am. You know? I come from the cornfields that are around the valley. It comes from the Greek. It's an anointing of God. It's called koinonia. All right? That's enough? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, I want you to see something here. I want you to see what you're seeking God for answered. I want you to see the answer, not the problem. If faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, and we're coming in agreement together, catch a vision for the answer that you're seeking from God. Focus on the answer, not the request. See what you're seeking, see it answer. It increases our faith. We know that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We know that Jesus had splanchnizomai, compassion. We know that he cared. We know that he communicated that he cared. Amen. Turn with me to 1 Peter 1:22. The word of God says, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Look the one next to you and say, I love you. Look the one behind you and say, I love you. Look the one in front of you and say, I love you. Hey, come on now. Wait a minute. It's a different kind of love. I'm going to write a song. Amen. And if you are a child of God, you should have no problem looking at anyone and telling them that you love them. God is love. His word says, if you can't love the one you see, how can you say to me that you love me, that the one you can't see? Because everyone in the room is God's creation. Amen? Every last one in the room is God's favorite. Amen? My wife and I try to decide who's God's favorite. We say, I'm his favorite. And she said, no, I'm his favorite. The truth of the matter is, we're all his favorite. Amen? Amen? And all God is saying to you and I today, this compassion, this sympathetic concern for the suffering of another with inclination to give help or support. The sympathetic concern is the care. With inclination to give help is the communication. To give help or support is the comfort. Now, can you imagine this leper that was banned from everything? It was banned from the public because he was a leper. was set apart and marked as someone that could never be around anyone else. All of a sudden, Jesus said, be healed. And immediately the leprosy left him. Jesus tells this leper, now I want you to go show yourself to the priest and do give to Moses and do as the law commands and do your dedication for your cleansing, but don't tell anybody. All of a sudden, this man, he's cleansed. I don't see how anyone could not tell somebody. How many have been healed for something in the room? Because could you not wait to tell somebody what Jesus did? Amen. He healed my body. Where's Barbara and Judy? You don't know that song?
He saved me just in time, Lord. I'm going to praise his name. Each day is just the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done.
Hey, hey, hey.
Look what the Lord has done.
Hey, hey, hey.
He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time, Lord. I'm going to praise his name. Each day is just the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
Hallelujah. How many in the room has the Lord saved? Let me see your hand. If you don't raise your hand, I'm going to share the gospel with you. That is the greatest gift of all. There is no greater miracle than the gift of salvation. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. Amazing grace.
How sweet the sound
that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on now. I want you to get a hold of something. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. If you have faith to believe that God saved you and that you're going to heaven, then whatever you're going through should be a small thing compared to that. Hallelujah. Amen. God wants to increase some faith in the house. He wants to increase some faith in the house. Let God be lifted up and let the adversary be scattered. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Look to me with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. The Bible says, and Jesus, moved with compassion, turned and touched him and said, yes, I will be clean. Amen. In other words, we're going to look at the comfort in 2 Corinthians 1, verse number 3 says, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. He healed my body. You know, where'd that soul thing come from, Barbara?
He saved me just in time, Lord. I'm going to praise his name.
Yeah, yeah.
Each day is just the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body and touched my mind.
Yeah. But when he saved me, he made my soul whole. Soul whole. I know, you don't want me to sing. Hallelujah. What am I doing? I'm seeking the anointing. The anointing to destroy yokes, to break some things. Amen. Amen. I sing because I'm happy. Amen. How many happy tonight? Be happy, man. Come on now. You know, every time we come together, anytime we come together in the house of God, this should be for a celebration. Amen. You know, we come in all beaten and broken and downtrodden. Oh, it's another Sunday. Guess I'll just go to church. That's what I'm used to doing. Maybe that preacher can move me. He hadn't moved me before, but maybe today he can. Let me say this to you. I can't move anyone, but I serve the one that can. Amen? Let God be lifted up. Let God be lifted up in the house. He said, if Jesus be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. Amen? It's a drawing of the Holy Ghost. The Bible says no one comes to the Father but by the Son, and no one comes to the Son unless the Father draws them. Amen? The drawing power of the Holy Ghost. Amen? Is it getting warm in the house? Amen. Okay, I just want to make sure. Is everybody comfortable? Amen. Praise God. Okay, I'm going to end this up, I guess. Go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. The Word of God says in verse number 14, he says, now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient to all men. Now we exhort you, we encourage you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, and be patient to all men. In other words, God has a plan in every heart and every life in the room. And all of us are on different levels with the Lord in our growth with the Lord Jesus. Amen? And God says, hey, we're here to encourage everyone. And guess what? Nobody in the room has arrived yet. Amen? You know, I don't believe any of us in the room was like Enoch that walked with God and was not, because we're still here. Amen? So here's where I want to go today. Go to Luke chapter 4. And we'll just see what the Lord wants to do. The Word of God says, Jesus stood up and said, in verse 18, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Amen? So in closing today, what is God saying to you and I is simply this. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us. The same power that raised Christ from the dead is in this room today. So in closing, what Jesus was saying is Jesus was moved with compassion. Compassion, splanchnizomai, sympathy. Webster's defines sympathetic concern for the suffering of another with inclination to give help or support. In his word, we find that he cares. I forgot I don't have anybody up the stairs. He cares. He's going. Never mind. He communicates and he comforts. Let me say this. Care communicated will bring comfort. Care communicated will bring comfort. Care uncommunicated never brings anything. Amen? So in closing today, here's what the Lord was speaking to my heart about. He was saying this. Maybe you're here today and you feel that no one cares. God says He cares. He cares if you're sick. He cares if you're stressed. He cares if you're stuck. Amen? That He totally cares for you and I. How much He loves you and I. Oh, how much He loves us. So bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for Your word. We're grateful that You sent Your word here to accomplish what You sent it to this house to do. So first, the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. First, if you're here today and you do not know Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, behold, He stands at your heart's door and He knocks. If you open the door, He'll come in. Is there anyone that needs to have a relationship with Jesus? Anybody at all? Today is Healing Sunday, and the Lord gave me instructions, so listen to what He has said. That He cares. And maybe you're here and like was said, that you're sick. You have a sickness or you have a disease and you need healing in your body. I ask for you to come here in this section right here if you want to be prayed for your body. Here is you're going through some storms in your life and you're battling with stress. If that is you, right here. And over here is maybe there's something that has you bound and you haven't been able to be free, and it's got you, it's holding you captive. Amen. And you need to be unstuck. You need to be delivered. Would you come here? And I would like everyone else that's in faith, I would like for everyone to come and stand behind these individuals. Please come. Elders and people, Christians of faith, please come. Stand in agreement and faith behind these people, and we're going to stand in agreement with them. Amen. We'll start by saying, come around. And if you're there, just extend your hands towards the people. I want you to understand that it's the power of God. It's God's power. It's not mine. It's not yours. It's His. Amen. And God's here to deliver you.